Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the place you go for real news, real information, because come on. Where else can you go? Not very many places. There may be a few. You might know one or two here and there, but this is a place where you get good, reliable news and information. And so support this project. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send a donation. Go to nationalbugle.com. This is the place where we put up all sorts of articles, and Mark Dankoff will be putting up the art. We're going to talk with Mark Dankoff about a bunch of stuff today, and he'll be putting up those articles very shortly, probably by the time you hear this, especially if you're listening on archive. Then you can go there, and while you're there, you'll notice that there's a co-certified logo there, and you click on that logo, and it takes you to the page where you can download the co-certified app, which will help you take control of your own food intake. Do you really want to eat kosher certified food? I don't. If I can avoid it, why would I want to pay people who don't have my best interest at mind to do voodoo to the food? I don't want kosher voodoo food. So, and you don't either. So download that app. Anyway, Mark Dankoff, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be on with you, Patrick. And as I speak, I'm waiting for an interview that I did with Fars News Agency of Iran to publish. Had one recently published with Sputnik International on a couple of different subjects. And then, of course, from time to time, I still do the press TV gig. So there's always something to do.
And you're on David Duke's show this week as well.
What's that?
You were on David Duke's show this week as well.
That's right. We did some very good things, I thought. First time I've been on Dr. Duke's show in a while. And I thought we covered some really interesting things going on, especially with Iran and Syria. And as I said on that show, and I'll say it again here, what is striking here is not simply the amount of falsehood that is being covered, typically so, by American mainstream media, but the other thing that one has to come to grips with very quickly is when you start looking at Lou Rockwell and UNS in South Front and Sputnik International and RT, Press Television and Fars News Agency and Tasnim of Iran and those types of outlets, it is amazing what the American media is not covering at all. Mm-hmm. In terms of some very serious things going on geopolitically and militarily, both in the Middle East as well as in the Southern Caucasus, as well in the Baltic, that spells nothing good in the days ahead. And so this is a question not simply of countering false information. This is a question of people like us getting good information out there that has been systematically suppressed, because about all we're hearing about right now is COVID-19 and to where to get your shots and to keep your jock straps on your faces and this sort of thing. But there's no comprehensive look at what is really going on, which includes, of course, the continuation of the American police state. Bill Giraldi has a new piece out at UNS that I was just looking at before we went on the air. And I haven't read the piece yet, but I'd urge people to take a look at it because he's consistently excellent. And it deals with the transnational character now of the persecution of dissidents. And so we are seeing that wherever you look in the world, there is a systematic attempt on the part of the usual suspects to use increasing ruthlessness in dealing with people who aren't singing and talking the party line, whether that's COVID-19 or war for democracy. Those who are not hugging the National Endowment for Democracy and NATO, those who are not hugging the Israeli line on attacking Iran and all the rest of it, are being increasingly marginalized. That's been going on for some time. But I think the Giraldi article is suggesting that this is going to be ratcheted up and is in the process of being ratcheted up to an entirely new level.
Okay. Well, I want to start by asking you a question, which will probably segue into all sorts of things that you, articles and whatnot that you had prepared to talk about. And that is the likelihood of Uncle Joe, who's slow Uncle Joe, of him being pushed out and the whole country getting a case of chlamydia. So here's the thing. Right now, you've got you could say we don't really even have a president. You got Joe Biden living in the White House. What can he do? He's in obvious mental decline. If you saw the speech he gave last night, which I'm sure was not live, I'm sure it was taped. But it, you know, he did okay. I mean, he didn't have any major gaffes, but he really honestly looked like he was straining just to read a speech from a teleprompter. Took no questions, you know, the whole thing was scripted, and you know he's not in charge. And so, I mean, you get into all sorts of questions about who's really in charge, but at some point, I mean, how long can they pull this off? Because he's not doing the things presidents are expected to do. He's not going to give a State of the Union address to Congress. He's not giving any press conferences. He's not taking any questions from reporters. He's not talking to foreign leaders. Chlamydia is talking to foreign leaders. Chlamydia is talking to Macron in France and Trudeau in Canada and a bunch of other leaders that, you know, they've published this list. She's taking the phone calls. And so, I mean, there's the question of who's really in charge. But I want to get to that. But let's just say that Joe Biden is pushed into resigning. Pushed into resigning, or maybe even they use the 24th Amendment, 25th Amendment. But to do either one of those indicates that he is mentally incompetent. But the thing is, people have been saying for well over a year that he was mentally incompetent. And the Democratic establishment was saying, no, he's not. The media was saying, no, he's not. Chlamydia Harris, his running mate, was saying, no, this is going to be the Joe Biden's going to do this. Joe Biden's going to do that. The moment he is pushed out, it's obvious that was a hoax, that this was a big conspiracy, and chlamydia was part of it. So my question is, if Biden's pushed out, do you see this becoming a big issue? Would the American people accept her after, fake election? On top of the fake election, you've got somebody who conspired to allow some senile old man to be a Trojan horse for her to get in. Will people accept that? What is it? Are we headed for a constitutional crisis?
I'm going to say no. And the reason I say no is that the American people have already accepted so much that is outrageous over a period of decades that I think they have become systematically desensitized to the kind of outrage that you've outlined here, which is entirely true. So in this regard, it's a little bit like all of these Democrats running around talking about bigots who are homophobic. And of course, there has been a complete erasure of historical memory that it was Bill Clinton who signed the Defense of Marriage Act into law, just as one example. Another example, of course, is that we have seen a Beth Moore, who is a longtime, very famous Southern Baptist, a Bible teacher with something called Lifeway, who recently, in the last couple of days, the Religion News Service indicated that Ms. Moore was saying that she was going to leave the Southern Baptist Convention because of the culture of abuse of women that is exemplified by the number of these people who voted for Donald Trump and who did not like her comments about Donald Trump, to which I would say, fine, whatever you're going to bring to the table on Donald Trump, Ms. Moore, let's talk about William Jefferson Clinton, is arguably the greatest abuser and defiler of women that has ever held the American presidency. Now, that's a close call because it's a very close call because there are some other people in the running at the lean of the tape. So, but nonetheless, everything is focused on Trump. Everything is focused on political correctness, even among people like this Beth Moore, this so-called Bible teacher with Lifeway Ministries, which has been affiliated in some way with the Southern Baptist Convention. It's become chic to be on this train. And the other thing that you can pretty much bet is going to be the case when Kamala Harris becomes the next president. Chlamydia Harris becomes the next president of the United States. Those of us who are going to point out all the things that you just pointed out for our listeners and who will go back to the beginnings of her real career in politics with her dalliance as a young woman with the married Willie Brown, who has confirmed that every bit of that is true, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Harris's marriage now to a Jewish man with very close links to Benjamin Netanyahu. When you start seeing those kinds of things, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And in the case of the Never Trump people, both in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the independents who wanted Trump out at all costs, they have been willing to go along with something that is so provably fraudulent that it goes well beyond the credible reports of fraud in regard to voting machines and in regard to the mail-in ballot fraud and in regard to election observers who were Republicans being denied observing status in places like Philadelphia and Detroit. That's mm-hmm. all bad enough, but I think you've touched the real heart of this larger conspiracy here, and that is that the powers that be decided that Kamala Harris was their person, that they would get her into the White House by hook or crook. They would use her status as a woman and as a so-called person of color to achieve this. And last but not least, as I said to my wife several years ago, when Kamala Harris was not speaking at IPAC in this particular case, but had all these meetings with Netanyahu himself that Bibi subsequently put on his own Twitter page, these photo opportunities with her, I said to my wife then, there is there's someone right there who will be on the Democratic presidential ticket the next time around, one or two, and will ultimately become the next president of the United States. And with her background and everything that we do know about her, it's certainly a particularly sick thing that something this outlandishly bad could be foisted on the American public. But this is the same public that has accepted the Gulf Wars and the official story on that, the official story on 9/11, the Kennedy assassinations and all the rest of it. So here we are in a circumstance where the latest move, and I know that you know about this, Richard Nephew, who was a real guru of anti-Iranian sanctions, this fellow who got his bachelor's and his master's degree in international relations at the tribal George Washington University, is now very heavily Jewish. And based upon circumstantial evidence and everything I've been able to find out, I'm assuming that Mr. Nephew is a member of that tribe based upon the number of Jewish publications that run all of his materials. But nonetheless, he is now Biden's point man on this whole issue of Iranian sanctions. So the Iranians, I think, are beginning to wake up.
And has a horrible record on it, right? I mean, didn't he do more or less the same thing for Biden and for Obama?
Exactly.
He's bragged about all the misery he's brought to regular Iranians in terms of
higher price. And behind the scenes, I've been able to say to some of these Iranian media representatives who know me from longtime relationships of press, television, and Fars and Tasnim and Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting and so forth, the Tehran Times being another. I was talking to Mohammad Mazari on this not too awful long ago, and I said, hey, look at these people that Biden continues to surround himself with. Should it not be obvious at this point that whatever your concerns about Trump, you have legitimate concerns about Trump, but don't make the mistake of having any illusions that there is going to be any change in what is essentially a neocon Israeli Zionist foreign policy under mm-hmm. Biden and Harris. And I think now with this Richard Nephew appointment, that is, I think, the last punctuation mark on the whole thing, yeah. That the Iranians clearly understand at this point that JCPOA is originally constituted as a fiction, and that when Biden campaigned and said that we were going back to JCPOA, what he didn't say is that would be
JCPOA
going back to it.
JCPOA meaning the so-called Iran nuclear deal.
Right, the Iran nuclear deal, P5 plus one. We'd go back to that for sure. But with all of the attachments that people like Anthony Blinken and Richard Nephew will attach to JCPOA so that it will not even look like the original treaty that was signed. The other thing is the Iranians, I think quite rightly, are saying that, hey, we abided by it. You didn't. We stayed in. You withdrew. Take off all these sanctions that are illegitimate. And then we'd be more than happy to go back into the version of JCPOA that we all agreed to. Don't tell us to to stop what we're doing since you broke the treaty first, and expect that we're just going to kowtow based upon the fact that the Americans withdrew from the treaty, slapped on all these economic sanctions, have been trying to make our lives utterly miserable, have been sitting by and allowing Israel to threaten us with an overt war, and that we can go back to yesterday in terms of negotiating this deal. We'll go back to the original deal, but only after the sanctions are removed in their entirety, and only after people like Blinken and Nephew are told that the original deal is the original deal, and they're not going to attach any of Bibi's amendments to a thing.
Okay. Hey, I got one last question before we leave the whole chlamydia thing. So around the country, including Texas, there have been a variety of pronouncements by local government officials, local politicians, that they're not going to implement, say, gun control laws. We're not going to, you know, basically we're going to nullify certain federal laws. We're not going to recognize federal authority over this. We're state sovereignty will trump federal sovereignty in these areas. There's been moves, you know, especially regarding the Second Amendment, but not just. And the question is, and we you don't have to dwell on it, because, I mean, you indicated that the American people are, like, there's not going to be a wholesale rejection of Chlamydia Harris. But let's just say Chlamydia Harris comes in. Do you see, at least in those areas, among those segments that are pushing for, you know, nullifying federal authority in certain areas, or even secession, do you see a change in those, like an acceleration of those tendencies under fake President Harris as opposed to fake President Biden?
I think there is a possibility that there will be an acceleration of those tendencies. And I think Gun Owners of America, National Association of Gun Rights, Texas State Rifle Association, and the NRA, which is moving to Texas, these are all things that I monitor to see what they're talking about and what their members are saying. With all of the trouble that has now been taking place on a renewed basis since the election with the Texas border, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, sending National Guard people down there to try and get all of this illegal border in illegal immigration border crossing stopped. This is clearly a circumstance where now more than ever, I think the right in Texas and those who are historically of this state and who represent the historic culture of the state are now recognized more than perhaps has ever been the case before, that the demographic threat is the key threat here. You have had a tripling of illegals getting into Texas, I understand, just in the last 3 weeks alone from what it was at the end of 2020. And this is certainly a trend that is more of these folks, as Biden indicates, that DACA is going to come back into play, and as you're going to have all kinds of amnesties over time pronounced by the Biden-Harris people. Mm-hmm. It's only, you know, the ultimate question in the situation in Texas in regard to a discussion of state law and county laws trumping federal law and something like the gun issue. I think that is still sellable in the state of Texas, but for how much longer? How much more demographic change do we need to see in this state before it becomes, in fact, a blue state? And there was an excellent article in Don Wassel's Nationalist Times in the last year that was available before Don retired, that Florida and Texas are the real big targets now, right, in terms of demographic change. If those flip demographically, then the ball game is over.
Okay. Well, we are up on the first break, but we'll be right back.
Make the world go away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And make the world go away.
We are back, and Mark Dankoff, he is our resident, not just news hound, he's more of an analysis hound, because you can, you know, you can find the news anywhere, but he finds good analyses on important issues. And so I'm going to just hand it over to you, Mark. What do you have for us this week?
One of the things I would like to go back to is this Iran issue. And I know we discussed Iran and Syria with Dr. Duke in some detail on Monday, but I think it's important for our RBN listeners to focus on that again. I'll mention some of the news sources that we talked about at the beginning of the show: Middle East Eye, Washington Report for Middle East Affairs, South Front, Sputnik International, RT, certainly Russia Today, the Iranian Press TV, Fars News Agency of Iran, Tasnim News Agency of Iran, IRIB Radio, and the Tehran Times, just as a few places to begin to see the extent to which we are on the precipice of an incredibly dangerous situation in regard to these threats being made by both the United States and Israel aimed at Iran. And this is taking a number of different directions. We've already discussed the sanctions and the appointment by Biden of Richard Nephew, who is about to apparently to become the sanctions czar against Iran for the Biden administration. That is pretty much in conjunction with the Soleimani assassination and the Farrokhzadeh assassination last fall and the American withdrawal of JCPOA. That should just about finish any opportunity for real negotiation between the United States and Iran. Because of the role of the Israeli lobby, clearly they're the ones throwing the monkey wrench into more reasonable policies. But now you have a situation where not only is there a much closer discussion a much closer alliance that seems to be developing over time between Putin's Russia and the Iranians for some very obvious reasons. But we also see, of course, that Iran is going to continue to do its best to strengthen the Shia hand in Iraq and to continue strengthening, doing what it can to help President Assad's sovereign regime in Syria, not to mention Hezbollah in Lebanon, the so-called Shia Crescent. Now, when you look at all of this, what is striking has been not simply the ongoing character of the sanctions regime, but and these assassinations, these two most prominent ones last year with Soleimani and Farrokhzadeh, just being the latest. But we're starting to see all kinds of renewed border incursions and border incidents taking place in different provinces in Iran. You look to the southeastern part of Iran, in places like Sistan and Balochistan province, for example. You look at Khuzestan province in southwest Iran, near the Persian Gulf and near the Gulf states. You start looking at things that have been happening in Iranian Azerbaijan as of late.
Aren't the Azeris the biggest minority group in Iran? They don't speak Persian. They speak more of a Turkic language. And aren't they at least 20% of the population or something? Or do I have it wrong?
Yeah, I think Chandra Mackey's book, The Iranians, although dated, probably has the exact statistics on that. But I think in principle, you're correct on that, Dr. Slattery. And as you look at this, it is clear that the usual suspects, whether you're talking about Al-Qaeda and ISIS, or whether you're talking especially about the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, the MEK or MKO organization, that several generations ago was killing Iranians in Pahlavi, Americans and Iranians in Pahlavi, Iran. This organization, of course, is now something that is working hand in glove with the Israelis.
Pahlavi, Iran would refer to pre-Iranian revolution, so under the Iran.
Yes, and of course, this organization apparently is now based in Tirana, Albania, and it is quite obvious that they're not only running a troll farm, in cooperation with both the Mossad and the CIA, but the MEK-MKO organization is credibly thought to be behind a number of these murders, especially the Farrokhzadeh assassination last fall. And when you start looking at these border incidents where the Iranians have beaten back border incursions, and again, we've talked about Iranian Azerbaijan, we've talked about Khuzestan province, Sars and Balochistan provinces, or Sistan and Balochistan provinces, it's very clear that things are accelerating. And these things are obvious attempts on the part of the usual people to begin to facilitate the next step in what is to be called regime change. And this has been an old game with the United States going all the way back to 1953 with Operation Ajax. And of course, since the overthrow of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, in January of 1979, the United States, for over 40 years, has sought the demise of the so-called current regime in that country. And the MEK-MKO organization, once a full ally with the mullahs in the overthrow of the Shah, once the mullahs threw the MEK out, then the MEK progressively began to switch sides. They worked with the United States and Britain and Israel in the Iran-Iraq war, helping Saddam Hussein. They have been involved in all kinds of criminal activities in more recent years that have been chronicled, whether this involved a terrorist attack someplace in Europe against an Iranian embassy official, or it involved all of these border incursions in these regions that we've just mentioned, the nuclear assassinations, about a dozen of these in the last 10 years. The MEK is thought to have been involved in all of those.
Yeah.
The point being,
yeah. We're up on the break, so could you? Sure. We'll get to the rest of your point on the other side.
Sure. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You say you want me back again. That's the time I'll come back home to you.
We are back, and Mark, you're talking about Iran and the MEK. Can you please continue?
Yeah, the idea being that whether you're talking about the acceleration in the MEK-MKO's activities under Donald Trump or their continued acceleration under Joe Biden in more recent times, these incidents are largely not being covered by the American mainstream media. One of the things that absolutely amazed me that, to my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, was covered nowhere in the American mainstream media, CNN or otherwise, was the fact that the United States recently had an exercise involving B-52s in the Middle East that was clearly aimed at Iran, and those B-52s had Israeli fighter escort.
I read that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're looking at this going, where is the American public on this? If they knew about the MEK, if they knew about these border incidents and border incursions, if they knew what the implications were and are of the Blinken and Richard Nephew appointments, just to name two, not to mention Biden's ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield, who's an African-American who is also a Zionist and a Zionist of the core. I've been impressing upon the Iranians what all of this means. I think the Nephew appointment simply sealed it. But while the Iranians are absolutely on guard now, I think they are no longer under any illusions that there is going to be any rapprochement with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris running things. The American public, to me, and this gets back to your earlier question about whether or not they would react to this coup d'etat that might involve Chlamydia Harris ascending to the presidency this year. then I have to say no, because when you look at everything else that the United States has not reacted to, or the American people have not reacted to, that has been going on now for decades, including all the things that have happened just in my lifetime, the fact that they continue
all the
to
things
buy
that have happened just in the past year with the, you know, fake election, the corona apocalypse, and the Black Lives Matter, the genocide of black people by police.
Yes. Yeah. And so you have all of these different things going on, including now that this Derek Chauvin trial is underway. What really did happen in this incident with George Floyd last May in Minneapolis? We know what we've been told. We know what the UNS Review and Paul Craig Roberts, among others, have chronicled about the actual forensic reports as we have them that suggest a completely different cause of death.
And by the way, that, we did a good job on that in this show and David Duke's show all last year. David Duke's show I did with him on Thursday, just yesterday. We've got it there. And you can go to nationalbugle.com and you can find the show link to the David Duke show. On that show description, in the description, you'll find about 6 links to primary sources, whether it's the autopsy report, whether it's the body cam video, whether it's the police manual. You'll find the primary sources there that nail home the point you're about to make.
And that point is that the official story regarding the George Floyd death is based on a pack of lies. It's politically and it's racially motivated. It's designed to be politically correct. It is designed and was successful in provoking all of this Black Lives Matter and Antifa violence in all of these American cities, which is suddenly okay with people who are complaining about far less when it comes to the Trump event on the 6th of January up on Capitol Hill, right? And as was said, it was said yesterday on the UNS Review, it's rather interesting where you have one shot fired, and it was a shot fired by the police, and this is supposedly an insurrection, an armed insurrection. But at any rate, when you're looking at this entire state of affairs, both in terms of the false spins promoted on the what has really been going on with the George Floyd thing and now the Derek Chauvin trial, or whether you're talking about this whole business with the obvious scheme to insert Chlamydia Harris in the White House, or you're talking about the false spins as well as the non-spins on very, very serious information that does involve Iran that is being systematically suppressed, to me, I think we are dealing with a level of mainstream media duplicity, both in the lies they tell as well as the truths they suppress, that I think is going to make Phil Giraldi into an absolute prophet. He's one anyway. But I think this latest story at the UNS Review on the fact that the persecution of dissidents who don't go along with official narratives is suddenly a persecution that's not only escalating in the United States, it's becoming a transnational phenomenon, a globalist phenomenon in terms of putting down anyone who questions narratives that just on the face of it would appear to be completely false, completely outrageous.
Well, you made a really good point in passing. The armed insurrection that didn't fire a shot. And of course, why didn't the armed insurrectionists fire a shot? Because they didn't have any guns.
Yeah, exactly. And again, when you look at the previous months from May of last year through this last January the 6th, months and months of urban terror and urban violence perpetrated by the left in this country, the Black Lives Matter people, the Antifa people, however you want to pronounce that. This went on for months with the full public blessing of Democratic Party bigwigs, Democratic mayors, Democratic governors, who sat there and watched Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and Washington, D.C. and Chicago and elsewhere experiencing arson and experiencing looting, experiencing the destruction of private businesses, many of which were owned by law-abiding African-Americans. We saw the Orwellian attempt to destroy any vestige of historical memory with a takedown of statues that the far left, the Marxist left in this country doesn't like, be that Robert E. Lee, Thomas Jefferson, or now even Abe Lincoln himself.
I was going to say Wayne Newton. Who's the physics guy? Isaac Newton. I guess Wayne
Isaac Newton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember, this on the side, but Interior Secretary Watt, James, what was his name?
Yeah, James Watt, sure.
And And he was, there was going to be a, I think there was going to be a big event on the mall in Washington, which is under the Interior Department. And he was saying how great it was. They're involving the American Indians because they've got Wayne Newton there, who was, I guess, part Indian.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I like Wayne Newton a lot, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but, I like Wayne. We don't want to hit him below the belt for this whole thing, do we?
Donkashane, yeah. Wayne Newton, Donkashane.
Yeah, that's right, Donkashane. But anyway, you know, you look at this whole thing, and I think most RBN listeners who listen to all the different fine shows that are on John Statmiller's network will agree, those who've lived long enough, that they've not seen a level of censorship, a level of demonization, a level of official narrative spin that approached what we have seen in the last year, and it's on the increase. And I think that's the point of Phil Giraldi's article, which again gets back to people like us. How much longer are we on networks like RBN? That's an open question, but it's certainly something, certainly a question that has to be asked. And when you start looking at these first 2 years in the Biden or Biden-Harris administration, whatever that's going to prove to be here in the next year or so, we are closer to a global war, a serious global war, than we have been in a long, long time. We're about to bring that up to the next level. The COVID-19 establishment, that whole thing continues to advance in terms of the questioning of official narratives. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is booted off of, what's he been booted off of now? Instagram, for sure, and probably one or two of the other major social media things that that I'm not aware of. But, you know, something like the Children's Health Defense people and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Are being tossed off of some social media platforms for perpetrating so-called false information. We get back to that age-old story or that age-old question of Pontius Pilate, don't we? What is truth? Who gets to determine truth and falsehood? Obviously, the biblical Christian will say God, and that's my own point of view. But we start looking at this in a contemporary environment in terms of debates over vaccines, debates over COVID variants, debates over why we continue supporting Israel to the hilt in the Middle East with all of these acts of crime and espionage and terror that Israel has directed at the United States over the years. Why? Well, obviously, people who are asking those questions and who have information that will corroborate their concerns are being marginalized. And the erasure of historical memory, it seems to me, is a major, major part of this, to where reference to these things on something like Twitter, where people are not reading good books and good history compendiums anymore. They don't have a library that goes back into things like the Kennedy assassination, the USS Liberty attack, the Levant affair, the Pollard spy case, 9/11, or any of the rest of it. They deal strictly with things like Twitter and Facebook. Well, as those outlets are deliberately erasing any references to these incidents or these events or situations or personalities that you and I have been discussing here, over time, especially with a younger generation, historical memory is going to disappear. I'll bet you there isn't one American in 100 that would recall Kamala Harris's promise to the effect that Joe Biden was of sound mind. And the mainstream media is certainly not going to remind anyone of that promise, are they? Because the mainstream media would love to see Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. And any of the things that she's done or said in the past, including the Willie Brown affair, are going to be erased from historical memory. Welcome to the worst days of Stalinism and the Soviet Union. Orwell's 1984 is certainly the case here in 2021. And that is where I think the American truth movement, those of us on the nationalistic anti-New World Order right, yeah, we can continue as best we can with these shows and with whatever articles we're going to write. At the same time, I'm trying to go back now on the side to graduate school and to finish my last theological degree. But in terms of strategies for actually changing public policy, strategies for how to get people elected, strategies for getting around ballot access laws in the 50 states, strategies for getting around social media's absolute alliance with mainstream media, with the Zionist globalist element in shutting us out. How can we continue to be effective when those are the odds And that is the character of the power that we're up against.
Right.
I don't have the answer to that, but I think those are the questions that some of our best people who are left in the movement are going to have to have some private meetings around the country that are not publicized to figure out where we go from here.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you from personal experience. So when was it? Was it in 2018? I had my credit card processor, Stripe, kick me off. 2019, I lost my YouTube channel. At the beginning of this year, I was on Stormfront Radio. Stormfront, we had our telephone. It's a call-in show. We had our telephones taken away. And although I was never, I never even had an account on Stormfront.org, Stormfront.org just this week has had its domain name seized. And so, you know, you've got this massive attack on everything I've been associated with. The idea that, you know, RBN, you can just count on RBN always being here. The one thing you can count on is John Stadtmiller doing his best to keep it here. But if you don't support RBN, don't be surprised to find out one day that it's not here. So you got to.
I want to emphasize that point because Don Wassel's very fine newspaper closed in 2020. Don had been at it for 35 years, from 1985 to 2020. He was appearing occasionally as a guest when Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg and I had the old Generations show before Dr. Krieg passed away last year. Don finally reached a point, and his letter clearly explained this. He had been operating on a shoestring with this thing for many, many years. And with all of the work and the antiquated equipment that he had, and it still was an amazingly effective quality packed publication, too. It looked professional. It was professional. It had great content. But he finally reached a point he couldn't do it anymore. He was losing. He'd lost enough money in the thing. He finally had to throw in the towel. He lasted 35 years, which is about 34 and a half longer than I would have lasted had I been doing the same thing. And this, the American Free Press is another one. I don't think their subscription level now, the very fine people that continue to be there, like Dave Gaheri can correct me on this, but I believe it was Don Wassel that told me and Adrian Krieg that, you know, in terms of the good paper, Nationalist Times and AFP, that their subscription numbers are way down from what they once were. AFP at one time had a subscription counter many times that they now possess. And again, they're still hanging in there. They're still putting together a good product. But as we begin to look at our own constituency, demographic changes, some of the best people in our movement advancing in age, economic hardship and adversity for some of the best people that have been at this who don't know how much longer they can continue. And when it comes to RBN, clearly John Stadtmiller's network has been one of the key instruments in keeping our message and keeping the best people in our message out there. But with all the things that have happened to you, Dr. Slattery, just in the last year or two alone, and the things that have happened to Duke and the things you're reporting about Stormfront and all these other things, it's very obvious that when they start even targeting people like Whitney Webb at Mint Press News, a very fine journalist who's written a lot of things I think are terrific. She's not necessarily with us on some issues, but the point is when they're suppressing people like that, and when Glenn Greenwald, who helped to found The Intercept, is booted out of it himself, or when he leaves, he can't take their censorship on behalf of Biden and others last year. And when Whitney Webb and Glenn Greenwald are among those people that are now being cut out of the loop, these are household names with people who really transcend ideology in regard to the quality of the product they put out. So clearly, if that's being done to them, we can expect, when you're talking about RBN or AFP or Rents, or Eurofolk Radio, or some of these other products that are out there that are doing anything good at all, there's no question in my mind that every conceivable thing that can be done to shut us down is going to be done. And we started to see that unfolding.
Well, and, you know, I don't mean to harp on myself, but this has been a great...
You're a classic example of it.
It's been, you know, a big financial sacrifice for me. I know it's... Dr. Duke, it's a big sacrifice for him and for you. And, you know, it's a struggle. And you know, we don't get paid by RBN, but RBN gives us this platform for free, but not just gives us the platform for free. RBN is protecting it, but they can't protect it for free. They need. I do want to just emphasize, they need listener support. It's the only way through this. Okay, well, I guess we're up on the break. We'll be right back.
Darker shades, darling, darker shades. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony. Was a place with me, second seat. Gold Dutch treat, you were sweet. Darker shades, darling, darker shades. I want to thank you for walks down lover's lane. I can see hearts carved out of tree. Letters intertwined all time. Yours and
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
I don't want to get people too bummed out about anything. But do you have any other stories for us to leave us on a happier note, maybe?
Yeah, here's one that I think is on a quasi-happier note. Years ago, and I'm going to say this goes back to 2006 or early 2007, when I was doing Mark Dankoff's America on John's RBN, I had a guest who would not be identified, I'm sure, as a conservative, a Jewish woman. When I use the term conservative advisedly, I think Don Wassel would correct me and say, use the word nationalist, Mark. I think that's a more understood term. But at any rate, a Jewish lady, a human rights activist, was a professor at University of Wisconsin-Madison, one of the most lib schools in the country. Her name is Jennifer Lowenstein. And the reason I bring her up is she has a very fine interview. She's come kind of out of quasi-retirement as an activist, and she's starting to get back into the loop again. Fars News Agency of Iran has an English language interview with her, which is up, which is worth your time. But knowing how to contact her, I did so. She had been talking to me quite a bit some years ago when her sister was rendered an invalid when somebody ran a four-way stop at high speed and almost killed Lowenstein's sister. Her sister's now institutionalized, sadly enough. But the reason I go into this detail with her is when she was on RBN, she had all kinds of preconceptions as to what we would be and what I would be. And that she later said to many of her colleagues on the left who were critical of her appearance there once they learned what RBN was, once they found out who Mark Dankoff was, she said, you know, she said, I had the complete freedom to say anything I wanted on that show. The host did not harass me. The host asked me for opinions. He asked me for perspectives. I gave them. And she said, the other thing that I discovered, in addition to the fact that they took freedom of speech as seriously as some of us do on the left, but she said, in some cases, especially in Middle Eastern questions and on questions of the Bill of Rights and questions about freedom of journalistic expression, these people are all with us on these issues. I have no apology to make for having been on this Republic Brad Broadcasting Network. It was my first time there, might be my last time there, but my experience was excellent. And I bring up Jennifer Lowenstein today, since she's reappeared at the Fars News Agency of Iran, simply to say that, you know, when the Fars News Agency of Iran is giving people like Jennifer Lowenstein and Mark Dankoff, diverse as she and I are, giving us the same forum to say some things as Americans that need to be said, that are not being aired at all in mainstream media, then I think the great irony is that other than our own fine American nationalist truth networks like John Statmiller's RBN, the only other people that we have to turn to as American nationalists are ironically people that most Americans have historically seen as our enemies. I'm talking about the Iranian media and the Russian media and outlets like Middle East Eye and South Front and so forth. These are places where American nationalists can be heard, especially if they know who you are and you've got a track record and they've run any of your stuff in the past. They want as much stuff as we can generate, and the pay, again, is next to nothing. That's where we need our own constituency to help us. But nonetheless, press television was sending me stipends, small ones, but very faithfully, up until these sanctions made that impossible. So I continue to work for them for free simply because of our mutual support of one another. But nonetheless, this Jennifer Lowenstein reemergence and my jogging of memory as to what she said about RBN some 15 years ago, that should be an inspiration to all of us that somehow, some way, we have to continue. Even as, yes, there has been adversity. We've had a lot of economic and professional marginalization. I'm one of the people that's been victimized. So have you, Dr. Slattery, without question. But nonetheless, we got into this knowing what the risks were. I think we're continuing now knowing what the risks are and are going to be. And this is where we get to Phil Giraldi's story that's out there on the ledge today. Yes. People, take a look at that story, because I think you can see your own futures ahead in this if you stick with us and stick with the movement, as I hope you do.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for everything you do. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Legal Radio.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.